broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Hey, good evening. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee, taking the airways at 8:24.
No, it's later than that.
8:27.
8:27.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Can't get any respect.
We got to get a new contract.
Yeah.
That's
it. We're going for a new contract.
This is probably a good idea. Rocker will no longer be on Insight. He'll be on Sports Talk.
Oh, there you go. Just there start Sports
now
Talk.
We started early. Yeah, we're right on time.
Is that guy unbelievable?
It's unreal.
It is unbelievable. That guy is unbelievable.
He's telepathic with dead people.
He is.
When did you die? 1885. Okay.
We are joined by my running mate, Mr. Harold Feely. Hi, Fee. How you doing?
Hi, Bobby. Good, man.
The man behind the boards, Mr. Neil. How are you?
Not too bad.
And Jack's sticking around. We're going to talk a little golf. Jack's going to drink one more beer. He's his 13th.
That's 11 of them.
Since he started. Jack's got some issues, so you don't spill it. That was about 11 and a half.
Yeah. Didn't quite marry the Dirty Dozen.
We're going to talk a little bit about Indian baseball, Fee. Indians have improved to 2-1. Started that win streak, but it wasn't easy.
No. They've been battling a little bit. Houston, we took care of pretty well, though, right?
Well, we actually took care of
Sidney Lehman.
Lehman until we couldn't throw strikes.
He went for the record. Longest high school game ever.
3 hours.
It was 8 o'clock when he finally finished. About dark.
Yeah, 3 hours.
If that game don't end there, we ain't playing.
No, they couldn't have played another inning.
No.
And
no.
I don't know. I was thinking they would. One of the things I was thinking is if it had gotten called in while they were batting in the eighth, I think it would have to go back to the last full inning, which would be a tie.
Yeah.
I don't know that, but that.
No, they got to complete the inning. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
But the Indians get to win 8-6, and
yep.
And some clutch hitting by Cale Rammel.
Cale was hot. Four hits?
Yeah. Four hits, two doubles, two singles, drove in three. And Bo Tim was fabulous on the mound.
He got six strong, didn't he?
Six strong, gave one hit.
Yeah.
Bullpen is struggling from one of them.
I feel like we're just aiming the ball. Just get in there and throw it, fellas. Yeah. I mean, just.
Troy Holman can't. He couldn't hit the water tower right now.
He's having a hard time hitting the water tower.
Yeah.
That's not good.
No, he's struggling.
Jerry and I talked about. A couple years ago when he at Lincoln View there where he went up there and went up against that left-hander that they had was really good.
Yep.
And he went toe-to-toe with him for like four or five innings. But he had that mindset as a freshman of just rear back, throw it, and here if you can hit it, here it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and now I think he's trying to make that perfect pitch and probably put a little pressure on himself.
He probably hasn't thrown the ball much, you know.
Yeah,
he's probably just a little bit out of whack, and he'll be fine. Troy's a player.
He's a competitor.
He's a gamer, and he'll be there. But right now he's having trouble throwing strikes. So.
And so did a couple of other guys.
Oh, yeah.
He ain't alone.
Caden Greasy was fabulous
his
last start and couldn't throw, you know. But he did make an – Riggs, Toby, and him made 6-6. They got bases loaded, one out. Ball hits Riggs, gets away from him from here to the closet. That kid takes off for home, and Riggs ran over there and dove after it and flipped it. And
he was on his knees or his side or his back.
And he threw him out the plate,
big time play.
The ball,
or we lose
the ball.
Yeah.
The runner,
it was a hell of a play.
And Caden Grizzy all got there at the same time, but it was a foot up the third baseline, and they got the guy out.
It was a heck of a job by Caden.
It was.
It was.
You get that big play.
Oh, yeah.
The ball goes flying somewhere.
Yeah. Caden dove for the runner.
We were lucky.
And it was, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Man, it was something else.
Well, at the time, I was suicidal because we were ahead 6-0.
Yeah. Landon Post defensively was unbelievable. He made three.
I was going to say, you said he had a couple unbelievable plays.
He was unbelievable defensively.
Yeah.
But, man, we got to throw strikes. And if you do, we'll be fine.
I think we'll be all right.
Yep.
We'll be all right. Tomorrow night. Or
Yeah.
Tomorrow night we travel to Parkway. Yeah. It's Mac season, and Parkway's going to be good.
Oh, they always are. Yep. You know, they definitely always are.
They got beat by somebody last night or sometime this week, but they always give us trouble.
Yep, absolutely. Storms didn't happen today. What happened?
Had some wind for about 20 minutes.
It fizzled out. Happy.
We're happy. Enough of that.
Although it rained like a sunbuck.
It did rain pretty hard there for a while.
Yeah, we got a half inch of rain. Schools canceled. Not around here, but Dart Van Wert County, Jay County,
yeah,
South Adams.
Shut them down.
They said we ain't sending them.
Nope.
Because the timing of it was the storm was supposed to come through around 3 o'clock. Right. 1 to 4 is
about
what they were saying.
Going to take them home.
Yep. So they just said, hey, we remote learn.
Yep.
Did you ask the school board that?
Nope.
Interesting.
Nope.
You had him.
We brought it up.
You had him reeling on a couple of questions.
Did he?
Oh, yeah. He had a couple of good ones.
What was some questions? Give me a reeling one.
Talk about the process.
Why don't you get a little closer to the microphone, Jack?
We talked about the process of hiring superintendent.
Yeah.
Who all was involved in that? How long it took, the qualities of the candidates, and the process for hiring principals. What's the difference? How's it different?
Do some finance questions, Adam.
Yeah.
They had budget. No idea.
Yeah.
Well, that's because they rely on a pretty good source, Deanna. Yeah.
Deanna does a pretty good job. You don't worry about it.
Yeah, you know, we're not worried about it. She'll take care of it.
She'll take care of it.
Yep.
Will we ever have another levy?
Oh, yeah.
We will?
Yeah, someday we'll about
When was the last time we had a school levy?
Wow.
I think the last one was...
You mean not a building levy?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like an operating levy. Oh. Well, I don't think we've had one since we passed the income tax.
Yeah. Hmm. We did have a levy 90s. that we were kind of hoping wouldn't pass, which was, do we want to tear down the old high school and build a new one? But, you know, there were people that wanted to do that and people that wanted to do what we ended up doing. And so rather than the school board just decide, they put it up to a levy and let people vote, figuring that it would get turned down. But they wanted to let the people vote on it instead of just the school board, which I thought was a good idea.
So you're on there. What was one of the toughest things you ever did?
What was what?
One of the toughest things you ever had, like the toughest meeting you ever. Oh, my God, this is going to be bad.
Ooh.
You guys probably had some
questions. I tell you what, there was a time when we were talking about going from one VOAG and FFA sponsor or teacher
to two,
going from two down to one.
Ooh!
And there was a meeting up at the school, and it was up at. Like where you go into the gym, whatever that's called.
Commons.
The Commons.
Yeah, the Commons area. And that thing was packed. Packed and stacked.
You gotta know, this is and, not good.
Could you imagine, though, have we ever had any deals like they're having now with wrong books and the curriculum and stuff like that?
No. You know, I mean, we have a community that... is very common sense and very conservative. And the board matches our community. Yeah. And our teachers match our community. Mm-hmm. You know, there are times when the teachers are to me, are kind of driven by the teachers union to think a certain way. And
you're talking about national NEA.
You know, and it's just different than what people around here think.
Yeah.
Mm. You know.
What about the transgender stuff?
That'll never float around here.
No.
You know? So
I can't imagine either.
It's weird.
It's crazy.
Mm. It's just crazy.
It's a wild world. It's a wild United States of America. How about Trump? Are you done with Trump or what's
I have been done with Trump for a while.
Done?
You know, and just because I don't think he's capable of doing what's best for America, even if his belief is that he's the best thing for America. At some point, you have to be able to look at the big picture and step back and say, you know what? I'm divisive. I'm not making this better. And you have to be able to step back. And he can't.
No, he can't possibly
do that. But how?
His ego is too big.
Joe Biden, I mean, this thing is going on now is embarrassing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
kind of. That's embarrassing.
Bad. Yeah.
Should never have happened.
No.
Bad. Yep. But people's hate for Trump
made this
is
happen.
Such yep. that they're doing things that hurt the country just because of their hate for Trump.
Yeah.
And that's dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, every legal expert I've heard has said that, you know, the charges that they're putting against him are 7 years old.
They just don't want him to run. They just want to make sure he is not running.
Yeah. Get him a felony so he can't. Yeah. Can't run.
Well, but now the next hearing is in December.
Yeah,
they're not. It's not going to be resolved till after the election. Actually, it's just, you know, it'll be another year before. And it's just so stupid. What they've done is since he's been talked about being indicted, he's raised $8 million in campaign funds. He has people that weren't for him now against the Democrats for bringing up something that's divisive and just petty. If there was a real thing there, the Federal Election Committee or whatever it's called should be in charge of it, and they passed on it because there's nothing there. So, you know, so what they're doing, they're making him stronger. They tried to impeach him twice. That didn't work. So they're trying this with some rinky-dink. It's like our county prosecutor trying to do that. That's basically who this guy is in New York City. He's not a state guy. He's not
enough
a federal
of politicians.
Guy. He's nothing. It's
we
crazy.
Got the Christmas. We got the Easter Mass at the Christ Church Friday night.
Yes.
That's going to be on PG-14.
Yeah, Good Friday. That. Rob always, Friday always broadcast.
Because it's going to be a full church.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you want to listen.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we will have it in our archives.
It's going to be in the archives. Why can't you announce it?
We don't need to. Rob's doing it. If Rob's doing it, there's any need for us to do it. Rob always does it.
Rob likes it.
Does he really?
He's always done that in, what's the other one? Christmas Eve? I don't think it's Christmas Eve. There's Thanksgiving. He always does Thanksgiving and Good Friday. And he's done that forever, and we put him in the...
You open Friday?
What's that?
You open Friday?
Yep.
Shutting down 12-3?
I don't know.
Busy?
Busy.
You might lock the door so nobody else comes in and ask for something, but...
Shut him down.
It is funny how that changed over the years.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I don't know if it's funny, but it's...
Yeah. We were shut down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we
were
kids.
Yeah. Noon...
You could not find a place to get a sandwich after 12 o'clock.
No, you're exactly right.
No, every store closed.
Yeah.
From noon to 3.
Yep.
That is right. Everything, when we were kids.
Yeah.
In fact, sometimes I don't think we was allowed to go outside.
No.
We'd stay in the house or go to church, and then we'd come home, and at 3 o'clock.
Yep.
Go get them, boys.
Mom would tell us lightning would strike us if we went outside and played.
Well, in that case, I'm surprised she didn't send you out.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right.
I remember up here when I worked at Garrett's, you know, we closed 12-3 automatic for recovery. But then when Garrett moved to Greenville, there was nobody closed. You know, it was like that's kind of when it switched for me. Because
really?
I was always like, we ain't closing?
Oh, in Greenville, they didn't close.
They never closed in Greenville.
Yeah. Cause...
But in for recovery, we always did. Still did.
That's right.
So that's when the devil took over.
Kind the of. Devil, took
the over. Devil went down to Georgia. And then he came to Fort Recovery.
Went to Greenville first.
Yeah. Are you? You got your Masters pick in? Who we got?
I got her in. I'm a Rory fan this year.
Are you Rory? I like Rory.
I do too.
I'm going with the first back to backer,
Scotty.
You like Scotty?
Scotty, too hot.
How can he not go for me? Every tournament he's in, he's either in second or first.
Yeah.
He's unbelievable.
So Kirby, last year on this for the last few years, we've always done our golf show.
It's killing us. This is our
So we're going to do the U.S. Open maybe this year. Something.
Yeah.
You know, have it.
Oh,
have
that's
it,
good.
Man,
that's
we'll
awesome.
Do it Wednesday before.
Yep.
As long as it's in season. I think there is one more major before we go off the air for the summer, take our summer break. But he's going to call in. He's down at Augusta.
Yeah.
And he's right now heading to this hotel, and he's going to call in here. He thought around 10 till 9, so we're gonna hear how the old Augusta National is. That'd be pretty cool.
That would be pretty cool.
He's told me, I shouldn't say this.
Then don't.
I will.
Thank you.
He told me,
twisted his arm.
How much money do you think he spent on merchandise?
Oh, holy.
$20,000.
Remember, he was on here the last time. He bought unbelievable.
Let's see.
Stuff.
His shirt is $20.
Shirt is $20?
That's the sleeve. You got one sleeve. Now keep moving.
He said he spent, the first day, he spent $1,600 in merchandise.
Oh, my.
Holy moly.
So he bought a tee?
Yeah.
So, did he keep running it back to the car?
Or what?
That's crazy, isn't it? But you know what? For a guy who's a Jones, I mean, that's his life.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You know, he's in heaven down there.
Oh, yeah.
I remember last time he was talking about it, he said, last time I went, spent some money.
Yeah.
Now, I saw somebody had some pictures on there. I think it was maybe Joe Bidlack, maybe. And I think I saw a menu sign. Sandwiches are $3.
Yeah, it's real,
yeah, he said
beers are
cheap.
$3.
Yeah.
What? No.
Everything's real cheap.
They could charge $50 for a sandwich and people would pay it.
Yeah. Everything on the concession stand is dirt cheap. Pimento, pimento and cheese.
So is that
pimento cheese is awesome.
Can you get in there? Is that a just buy a ticket to get in, or you got to be?
No, you can't. You got to get in a dirt lottery.
Somebody's got to get me in there. Yeah.
So you can't just go
now
and buy
lunch.
Now
he can as a pro.
Yeah.
They're all allowed. They are allowed
so
to
all
go.
The pros are allowed to go.
Yep.
Well,
cool.
For the practice round, Jimmy?
No, he's going tomorrow for first day.
Is that right?
He's actually going to stay. Well, but he's going to stay till like 2, and then they're driving home.
Yeah.
So he wants to be back by Friday.
So any of the pros can go down. They don't have to get in the lottery for the
USGA.
Tickets.
No, they get.
That's
they get
awesome.
Yeah.
As long as you're
good
USGA
for them.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yep.
That's cool.
So,
one of the neatest things that I've seen is that video when Jack Nicklaus is driving into the course.
Yeah.
I mean, it just gives you
Magnolia
chills,
Lane, Magnolia
you know?
Drive. Yeah. Yeah.
So is it him and Gary and who will tee off tomorrow? Tom Watson?
Nope.
Yeah.
No. Watson don't play no more.
No.
You're talking about the starter. Yeah.
The starter.
Yeah. Honorary shot. Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was talking about
probably Gary Player and.
Gary Player.
Jack.
And Lee Elder, wasn't it? And Tom Watson, or did Lee die?
I think Lee's gone. I think Tom took his place.
Okay.
Call Rocker.
Lee Elder was, probably right. Probably is Watson.
Yeah.
Gary Player's pissed a lot of people off, though. He's kind of talked bad about.
Oh, yeah. He's in with that.
He live.
Yeah.
That's right. Be interesting. Now, they're invited this year. Now, like next year, can they say, we don't want no live players?
Well, they'll redo it. They'll look at, yeah. I mean, past champions are all going to get a play.
Well, yeah, that's true.
But now there's 18 of them, so, and that's because they're in the top 50.
Yeah.
So, or finished in the top.
So they might drop it to the top 20 or something?
They could. You know, that's
something
what.
Like that.
Yeah, but I think they're hoping that this kind of makes a little stop gap and hope they become.
Yeah, get it all back together again.
Yeah, but who knows?
But have you missed it? You know, like missed them? Uh-uh.
You know, no, these young kids are
live golfers.
I think these young kids are unbelievable.
You know, I think it's given some of the no-name younger guys a chance to make a name for themselves.
Yep. And then the terms have been so good. I mean, everything's coming to, you know, Rory's won, Scotty's won, Thomas has won. So, them guys are on. Speed's been up there all the time. Now you got the emergence of Ricky Fowler, who's got five top tens already this year.
He's starting to come back.
Yeah. So
Jason Day's bounced back.
Jason Day's coming back.
Fuzzy Zeller.
Fuzzy's back.
Fuzzy Zeller.
Really?
Yep, Fuzzy's
back. Chi Rodriguez.
Chai Rodriguez.
Chai Rodriguez.
Les Nessman.
You know, I've asked this question to other people about if, like, you could attend one event, you know, what would you like tickets to? And I think the Masters would be pretty close to the top.
It would have to be one of them for me, too.
Yeah, up top for me.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, World Series is cool. Super Bowl is cool.
We've been to World Series.
Final Four, all that stuff is cool. But yeah, the Masters, man, that's just an experience.
My wife asked me this afternoon because I was watching the Golf Channel, you know, and she said, "What's so special about the Masters?" You know,
yeah.
And it's really hard to kind of explain.
Yeah, you can't say it. You just have to see it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can explain it to somebody.
How about opening ceremonies of the Olympics? Would that be something you'd do?
Yeah. Kind of cool.
It used to be. The Olympics
used to be huge.
Awesome.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think that'd be kind of a neat deal. I don't know.
It would have to be the Summer Olympics.
Yeah. Oh,
the
yeah.
The winter's
yeah.
too freaking cold.
Too cold for me. Yeah. I ain't going out of bed.
Yeah.
Where are you going? Siberia? What?
I don't leave.
The Olympics.
No chance.
The Olympics.
Yeah. Let's take a break, Spencey. Come back. And Kirby's going to give us a buzz.
Kirby.
Sports Talk presented by
Lee Wayne, IGA.
Lent is here, and Wayne IGA has you covered. Stop by their deli for some of their famous freshly fried fish. You can get dinners with two sides or buy it by the pound. Call ahead at 375-2865 for larger amounts. They'll have their fish in the deli every Friday all the way through Lent. And check out their frozen foods section for their fish, shrimp, and even more meatless Lent options. Let Wayne IGA make your Friday dinners easy this Lenten season. Just stop by their deli and pick up what you need.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
This is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious, home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hey everyone, the Donald here, and I'll totally be at the Fort Recovery Harvest Jubilee in Fort Recovery, Ohio on June 17th. Be there and say hi to me. Please don't make me beg. I need the money.
You didn't believe that, did you? That's AI. It's not real, and it'll come for all of our jobs one day. But you know it is real. This is the first year of the Battleground Shootout, an 18-plus dodgeball tournament at the Fort Recovery Jubilee, June 17th. Gather a team of 6 to 8 and sign up at FortRecoveryJubilee.com/dodgeball. Only $30 a person. Also, follow the Battleground Shootout Dodgeball Tournament event page on Facebook for updates.
Hey, John Madden here, and I've come back from the grave to call play-by-play at the Battleground Shootout.
Again, AI. Not real. Come on.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
And Feed, Jack Stogler, Neil Spencer, and we're joined on the Hastings Hotline by the guy who used to be on this show every year on Wednesday before the Masters.
I'm just depressed right now. I can't.
I'm hurting.
Hey, he's on now.
He's on now?
Yep.
It's my favorite.
Kirk Stuckey, is that you? Kirk Stuckey, are you on there?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
We can hear you, buddy. How you doing?
Wonderful. I tell you what, I'm not depressed right now.
No, you're. Yeah,
I bet not.
Yeah, I bet you ain't either.
90 and sunny, 5 hole-in-1s today. It was awesome.
And that guy is at Augusta, Georgia for the Masters. And this is, how many times have you been down, Kirby?
This is my second time. Yesterday, so this is my third day being there.
Okay. And talk a little bit about your experience so far.
Oh, so yesterday, well, I'm down here with Mark Kanapke. Yesterday, we walked the whole course.
Yep.
We get in the gates. We said, what do you want to do, Mark? Mark says, let's walk the whole course. That might have been the dumbest idea we ever had.
Because the TV doesn't do justice for the hills, right?
Does no justice. Yeah. It is unbelievable. Like, hole 10, you're walking down that hill, and I would compare it to walking down, you know, the dollies on hole 4 on the right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Walking straight west toward number 3. That's walking down 10's fairway.
Is that right?
And the only problem is, you know, you got to go back up that hill.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
I can do down. That's not that tough.
Yeah, downhills are a piece of cake, ain't they? So, yeah, so no have problem. You seen Tiger?
So we got in the gate, walked up 1, and by shit luck, we saw Tiger teeing off hole 9. So 9's tee box is right next to 1's green.
Yep.
So we were walking over to 2's tee box, and we saw a big crowd. We said, well, let's see who this is. And there's Tiger. Tiger and JT and Fred Couples.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. So how close were you to them guys?
I mean, they walked 10 feet from us.
Is that right?
I mean, so the ropes are just off the tee box.
Yep.
And then around the greens, they're only maybe, I mean, like number 18, we were only maybe 15 feet from the fringe.
Wow. So like these 18 degrees. These practice rounds, Kirby. These practice rounds, they, I mean, are they pretty light? I mean, like the pros, they're probably, you can't piss them off really if you yell or anything. I'm like during tomorrow, you know, you can't do that shit. But I'm sure it's kind of neat.
I mean, you know, there's a gentleman's agreement where you don't yell.
Right.
A lot of things you don't yell. Do it in your field. But I mean, they don't. You just say, play well this weekend. You don't,
yeah.
You know.
You don't yell out, you demand.
The problem is, if you say something, they'll take your badge for life.
Whoops.
You never come back.
Oh, really?
So, yep. Or if you buy a badge on the secondary market, they'll take your information. You'll never be back.
You're done.
Yep.
So. Yeah. So describe what it's like the fairways and the rough and like, you know how the fairways are around here. Explain like walking on their fairways. What's that like?
So, for instance, I mean, just talking about the grass. So the greens are made of bent grass, same grass our greens are.
Yep.
But the rest of the golf course is a rye grass. They seed that probably in the fall sometime, wouldn't you say, Mark? So they seed that in the fall. That's fairways, rough, tees, everything. That way it's green for the tournament. In about 2 months, it'll get hot, and a Bermuda will take over.
Okay.
So the rye will die, and the Bermuda grass that's underneath will take over. So, but there really isn't any rough. I mean, our rough is longer than theirs.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Especially right now in the spring. But it is.
Plush.
So it's actually where everyone walks right now,
mm-hmm.
It's actually getting to be pretty muddy because they had a lot of rain last weekend. They had some storms roll through.
Yeah.
And then it's wet in the morning and stuff, and that dew never really dries out. So, you know, up around 1C, putting green, 18, 10C, 18 green, 9 green, it's actually becoming pretty muddy.
Hmm. And just think what's going to be like Sunday, because they're calling for heavy rain on Friday, Saturday, right?
Yeah, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah.
I think they backed it off Friday a little bit.
They actually backed it off on Sunday now, morning showers and then clearing in the afternoon.
Hmm. Oh, perfect.
So I just looked it up before I came on here, so... Yeah, but it's supposed to get a little...
Down here right now is probably a Monday finish.
Yeah, if they don't... If Saturday's a sogger, then they're in trouble. So...
Saturday might be an all-day soaker.
So Jack was just talking about the prices at the concession stand. So everything is like dirt cheap, right?
So sandwiches, you got your signature pimento cheese and egg salad, $1.50.
$1.50?
Club sandwich. Yep, club sandwich, chicken sandwich, barbecue sandwich, $3. So they don't, beers, everything like that is $5. They just say domestic light beer, 16 ounce, $5.
Nice.
They don't tell you what it's. Import, $5, which they did tell me that was a Stella.
Hmm.
So I'm all in on a $5 Stella.
Yeah, you're in on that. Yeah. Hell yeah.
So this is the cheapest trip you've ever taken.
Well, until I went into the merchandise building.
Whoops. Oops.
They pick your pocket, did they?
So $89 pullovers, $109 pullovers.
So you spent $200.
What's that?
So you spent about $200 in there.
A shirt and a pullover.
Add a one in front, maybe.
Yeah, that's awesome. So what's your game plan the rest of the week?
So we're going to go. We're leaving the hotel. So we actually stayed in Columbia, about an hour away. Hotels are a little more reasonable here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're going to leave the hotel at about 5:15, 5:30. Gates open at 7:30. We want to get in and see the ceremonial first shot. I think they're at 8 o'clock. First seat times are at 8:12. We're going to put we bought some chairs down here because they're real particular what kind of chairs you can have.
Yeah.
So we're going to put those on hole 3. We can see 3 green. Right there's 4. You can see, watch him play the par 3, hole 4, and then you can walk about 40 yards back and watch him play hole 2. So, and then we're going to take off around 2 o'clock so we can get back tomorrow night. So we're going to drive 10 hours tomorrow.
How big is Augusta, Georgia?
Augusta, Georgia, I would compare it to a Dayton, maybe.
Yeah. Are they, like, when you get to traffic, what's the traffic like? How long does it take you to get parked in?
Crazy. Stupid. Once you get off the interstate, you got to go a mile to get off the Washington Road.
Yep.
Go a mile, it'll take us about 15, 20 minutes.
Well, that ain't so bad.
That 4 miles an hour, that's not bad.
No. I mean, but they probably got it down to science, get you in and out of there.
Yeah, they got different lanes going to different parking lots. It's actually not too bad. It's not terrible.
What's it cost to park?
Everything isn't going to science, even going to the restroom. It's nuts.
Is that right? They still tell you shake twice and go?
Shake her twice and get out.
They still tell you shake her twice and get going?
Do you shake?
Need to shake. Let's go.
Yeah.
I thought we were talking about golf.
The whole everything about it is an experience.
Yeah,
it really is.
Yeah, I'll bet it is. Well, we wanted to check in because one of our best shows of the year is when you come in. So we'll put that to like the U.S. Open maybe. What's the next major?
Might be the PGA.
Next major is the PGA in May.
Maybe we'll do it then.
There you go.
That sounds good.
Sound like
that
a plan.
Good.
I love it.
Yep, sounds like a plan. We'll do something.
So you and Mark Konamke is a greenskeeper at the Mercer County Elks and lives in Coldwater and just an all-around good guy. So you guys are sleeping together?
Yep.
Well, two separate beds, but yeah, we're sleeping together.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Little cuddling. My snoring's keeping him up at night.
Have you got him going?
I'm sawing some good logs.
Are you sawing some good logs? Well, I don't blame you.
Might as well.
Safe travels, my friend. Enjoy tomorrow and tell Mark.
See you this weekend, buddy.
Have fun.
Yep, sure will. Hey, we'll see you guys Friday.
See you, buddy. Take care. We're going to take a break. That's Kirk Stuckey, head golf pro at the Mercer County Elks. We're going to come right back. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cano from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
It's all fun and games until someone bangs into a tree or a dock. Hi, I'm Gavin Tobe with Fort Recovery Insurance. Sport utility vehicles, motorcycles, boats, and jet skis are loads of fun, and fun is all that is on your mind when you purchase one. But we both know that accidents can happen. Go ahead, get out there, have fun, but with the confidence that I've got your back. I'm Gavin Tobe at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done.
This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Here's a fun way to help out people in need. Our baseball and softball teams are having a competition to see which team can get the most donations for our local food pantry. On Thursday, April 13th, our Lady Indians will host Jay County, and the boys will host Delphus St. John's, and whichever team has the most donated items that night will get to pie their coaches in the face. And for every item you donate, you'll get a ticket to win prizes, so when you help others, you can also be a winner. Needed items include non-perishable food and personal care items like shampoo, deodorant, toiletries, etc. Get up to our new sports complex on Thursday, April 13th and support either the softball or baseball team with your donations. The winning team gets to pie their coaches after the game. This is going to be a lot of fun while you're helping to support local families. Softball versus baseball supporting our local food pantry, Thursday, April 13th. Get to the games and help out our friends.
We're back with Bubba V.
Hello, Livy. God love you. Bubba V. We're back here. And how about the girls' softball team? Nice win last night.
Hey, big win, big win.
I guess it'd be
Tuesday night.
Yeah,
Slina?
Last night, yeah.
2-1.
Slina was Monday. In extra innings. And they improved 2-0.
Yeah.
And
JV baseball
in action.
Team
they got
one,
Parkway
too.
Tomorrow at home. And I'm sure Parkway's
usually
good.
Pretty good, aren't they?
Yeah, so that'd be a good one for them. That'll
and if you can't get there, it will be on Fort Recovery Radio.
All right.
You have to go to FortRecoveryRadio.com. You can't get it on TuneIn.
Who's doing it?
Chase Kaiser, and he might have one of his buddies.
Perfect.
You have to go to Fort Recovery Radio, click on it's right there. It says Sports Stream 2. Click on it, and
you're ready to go.
That's you right. You'll be going.
Perfect.
That's right. And we're going to carry on next weekend. Coach Shane's going to be on next Wednesday, and we're going to pick her brain. And hopefully the Indians, we're talking about some MAC wins.
A couple wins in her pocket, hopefully. Yep,
that's right. And the boys are at Parkway tomorrow. Then they are at home breaking in the
New Diamond.
Battleground.
The Battleground against the Anzonia Tigers. Anzonia, I think, is off to a slow start. So let's get one tomorrow night and get off to a good start.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Big win. It'd be big.
Get started in the MAC.
And I think you and Calpe's going to be up there, right?
Yeah,
bringing that game.
There.
Jackson, be good, buddy.
Hey, Jack. Thanks, Jack.
And on Saturday, you're going to be there for sure, and I might be there Saturday. Calpe's golfing. But we'll see what's going on. And again, Fort Cover Radio will have all the baseball games on.
Absolutely.
Me and Patchy did it. Patchy's he's a Jones for announcing.
He likes to announce.
Yeah, he's great at it.
He was saying some stuff that it was so far over my head.
Yeah, he's lived and died that circuit.
Yeah,
he's been with
Daniel,
with
that professional pitching coach and all
Bo
that
Jackson
stuff.
League.
There's
and
some he, stuff that's
and Brian's on. Optimistic that Daniel's going to be ready to go here shortly. He thinks he's
ooh, that's good.
Nice it would be. Oh, if we're going to make a run, and we could make a run because I like that team we have.
I like our hitting.
Yeah.
Our pitching has to get there.
It'll get there.
It'll get there.
Like last year, we had every kid on the staff had a great game and a terrible game. So we need those
tomorrow,
good ones.
Parkway Panthers.
Yep.
Let's do it.
Bring them in.
Sports Talk. We want to thank Kirby for calling in.
Yep.
Jack had the school board members on. That's a great show. Rocker,
great
as
show.
Always
Rocky,
entertaining. and for my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely. Spencey's behind the boards.
Should say something about Cy, too.
Yeah, Cy Lefevre. We talked about him yesterday.
Huge part of all of Fort Recovery.
Well, and it's the Lefevre family complex. Yep. Is that what it is?
Yep.
And
absolutely.
Man, the things that he has, there's several things that have his name attached to it. There's a lot of stuff he's done that you don't know about and he doesn't want you to ever know about.
A lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. Jack had a nice article there that he wrote.
Yep.
That was very nice.
Yep.
Yeah,
we'll miss him.
God love you. You've done yourself proud, my friend.
Yes,
so.
But a nice thing, he's gone. But look at what he left us with his family. It's just wow.
Yep,
there's some pretty good people carrying on.
Yep.
Cy,
we miss you, my friend.
Yep.
We'll see you next week.
Next weekend.
Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.